Last weekend, you can't even get saved unless there's faith in action. You can't even come to the Lord without faith. You can't please God the way that you live. You can't be pleasing to the Lord if you're not living a life of faith. The Bible says that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Amen. So that describes what God wants to do for you and for me and for the people of God who will just faithfully and diligently seek the Lord. It really, the word there means to be working at it, to hasten to the task, to diligently seek after the Lord. When we do that, then God says, I am going to reward you. I'm going to answer your prayer. I'm going to bless you, reward you, provide for you in some wonderful and amazing ways. And so we need to believe God for that today. And so my prayer is that the Lord helps us to develop an increasing desire to get stronger in our faith. There are things that we can do. Some instruction from God's word that helps us to know how to develop a greater and a stronger faith. Amen. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 15 is where we want to read today. Matthew 15 in verse 21. We'll read a few verses here in Matthew 15. Amen. Matthew 15 in verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Now, there are other examples in the scripture of people who were who had faith, but they were trying to strengthen their faith. Remember the man who brought his boy to the Lord, who was also under a demonic influence, being thrown into the fire, thrown into the water, and Jesus said, "If you can only believe, if you'll just believe, I'll touch him, I'll heal him. If you'll only believe," and the man said, "I believe. Help thou my unbelief." That really gives a pretty clear picture of who we are, doesn't it? Because we are. We're wanting to believe. We do believe. Our spirit says, believe. But our flesh says, Lord, help my unbelief. Our flesh, we're in this struggle of faith. We do believe. We want to believe. But we need help from the Lord. And so I think that it would be an important thing for us to pray that same prayer. Lord, in every circumstance that I face, please help my unbelief. Help my flesh to get beyond what I see and what my five senses can realize. Help me to get beyond that and really believe your word. There's only two people, interesting, in the scripture that Jesus referred to them as people of great faith. Only two. And the first one is a centurion, a Roman centurion, Matthew chapter 8, who comes to Jesus. Now, a centurion had 100 soldiers under his authority. And so this man was a Roman soldier that was an officer. He was a person of respect and honor and authority. And he came to Jesus and he said, "My servant is sick." And Jesus said, "I'll come and heal him." But the centurion said, "No, I'm not worthy that you would come under my roof. I'm not worthy that you'd come to my house." He said, "I'm a man under authority, and I say go, and they go, come, and they come. I know that if you will just speak the word, my servant will be healed." Amen. And Jesus marveled at this man's faith. Notice that this man was a Roman. He wasn't even a Jew. He was a Roman, but had great faith in Jesus. And in our text here in Matthew 15, this woman as well was not a Jew. She was a woman of Canaan. She was a Canaanite. Remember whenever Joshua and all of Israel went into the promised land, that they drove out the Canaanites. And if they wouldn't leave, then they destroyed them. They killed them all. And that's what they were commanded to do, to remove, get all the Canaanites, get them all out of the promised land. This land is promised to the people of God. This woman was a descendant of those Canaanites that had been expelled from the promised land. So she was not necessarily a woman that would be given much regard at all, much respect at all. She would be looked upon as a foreigner, probably not even welcome in Israel among the Jews. But as Jesus is ministering, this woman steps out and places her faith in Jesus, calls upon the Lord and asks him for help in her particular situation that she is in. Do you know that there's about at least five places in the Gospel of Matthew where Jesus rebuked the disciples for their small faith, their little faith. He condemned them. He rebuked them for their small faith. And you got to remember, the disciples, these are the guys that had laid it all down. I mean, they had left their vocation, they were fishermen, they were tax collectors. They left it all behind to follow after Jesus, but yet they were struggling in their faith. They were struggling to believe God and to believe the word of the Lord. The first example is in Matthew chapter 6. This is in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6 and 30. "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" They were having trouble just believing God for their basic needs, just for their clothes, for their housing, for their food, just the basic things that they had need of. They had trouble trusting the Lord for the simplest things. I mean, these are disciples, followers of Jesus, who witnessed his miraculous power, who heard his teaching, and still were struggling in their faith. And Jesus condemned them and called attention to the fact that they had little faith. Another example is Matthew 8 and 26. And he said unto them, "Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. This was a circumstance where Jesus is in the boat with them, but he's gone into the hinder part of the boat and has gone to sleep. Then a storm comes, and they're all scared to death and trying to wake Jesus up. "Master, do you not care that we perish? Don't you even care about our situation that we're in, the danger that we're in?" And we know the story that Jesus awoke and he calmed the sea and calmed the circumstance that had them so fearful. So in the first verse, first account there in Matthew 6:30, they had difficulty in faith for just their basic needs. In this account, it was they were having trouble believing God for their protection, just for their to take care of them. Do you understand that Jesus is with you in your trouble? He is with you in your stormy situation. And you need to remember that God is faithful. These people, these men who walked with Jesus and witnessed his power, they were struggling and Jesus dealt with them. Oh, ye of little faith. Oh, ye of little faith. Another is found in Matthew 14, verse 31. Immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? This was another storm. Jesus is not in the boat, but Jesus is walking on the sea to where the disciples are in the middle of the storm. Peter sees him. They all see him and think it's a ghost. But then Peter decides, I want to walk on the water too. Lord, let me come to you. And he does. And he does great. He walks on the water without any problem until he starts looking at the storm and the waves and the circumstance of the storm. And as soon as he focused on that, then he began to sink. So this is an example of Jesus saying, little faith, small faith, condemning them for their small faith. You see, you get your eyes off of the Lord and onto your circumstances that are around you, all your troubles and problems and the storms of life, then you're going to find yourself, your faith, getting weaker and weaker and weaker. Amen. I don't know how many times that I have mentioned from the pulpit how important it is, especially over these last few months, to not allow all the things that are being promoted by the news media to get a hold of your mind and your heart and your spirit. Don't waste your time with all of that. Do you know you can get a little snippet of the news in just about a minute, and that's all you need. That's all. And if you're spending your time filling up your mind and your spirit, your heart, with all of the things that are going on in our world today, no wonder you're full of fear. No wonder you're struggling with fear if your eyes are on all of these things and not upon the Lord. Get your eyes upon Jesus. Amen. Otherwise, small faith. Amen. Another example is Matthew 16 in verse 8, when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have no bread? This was the account where the disciples, they're arguing among each other saying, what about this? Do you have bread? Do you have bread? No, I don't have bread. I thought you had the bread. And Jesus said, and these are the disciples that had witnessed Jesus feeding the multitudes, the 4,000, feeding the 5,000 when there wasn't enough food. And the lesson here is, I can take care of you. I can provide for you. Why do you get your eyes off of all of these things and keep your confidence in me? And he condemned them for their little faith. One more is in Matthew 17 and verse 20. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed. Now that was the tiniest of the seeds. It was so tiny. And Jesus was saying, see this little mustard seed? It's so small you can hardly see it. You don't even have that much faith. That's how small that your faith is. Because he said, if you have this small amount of faith, you can say to the mountain, be removed, cast into the sea. Whatever you ask for, nothing is going to be impossible for you. Reminding the disciples once again that God is faithful and he wants us to put our trust and our confidence in the Lord. Amen? Amen. God honors faith and our faith honors God. Amen? God honors faith and our faith honors God. It is really dishonoring the word of the Lord when we refuse to put our hope and our confidence in the word of God. So then what about this woman, this Canaanite woman, who had such great faith. What can we learn from this woman who was not even a Jew, but somehow she had enough faith that Jesus said, this is great faith. That's the kind of faith I want to have. Amen. I want my faith to get stronger. I want to grow in faith. I want to believe God for great and mighty things, for big things. And it's interesting that the word great here, for when Jesus said, this woman has great faith, the Greek word is the word mega faith. I almost called the sermon today mega faith, but I'm just not cool enough to do that. I couldn't do that. So I called it great faith, but it's mega faith. It's amazing faith, big faith that needs to be developed in all of our life. And this woman, in our text today here in Matthew 15, this woman understood, and here are some of the things. Let me just mention three or four things about this woman that let us see what her big faith was all about. Amen. Praise God. And the first thing is that she had a big problem. This was not a small situation that she had. This was big. This was her child. This was her daughter. And her daughter is under the influence of demon powers. Probably demon possessed. Controlled by demon spirits. And so it's a really big situation. It's a big problem that she has. She was vexed with the devil. She was under the influence of demonic forces, demonic powers. And so it was a great big problem, and she was not afraid to bring it to Jesus. Too often, our prayers are like, well, we've tried everything else, so all we've got to do now is just pray. I guess we'll pray since that's nothing else has worked. I guess all we can do is pray. But this woman was a woman of great faith because she had a huge problem that she could do nothing about. And she brought it to Jesus. People of great faith bring their big problems to the Lord. Have you thought about bringing it to Jesus? You may have some situation that's overwhelming to you, some big problem that's just, it just seems mind-boggling how that it could ever be resolved or changed, or how there could ever be healing or deliverance in that your present situation. But great faith causes you to bring your big needs to God and call upon the Lord. Let me tell you, demon forces are at work in our world today. They are at work today in our world. Romans 12 and 12, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. I believe that the last days that we're living in right now is just saturated with all kind of demonic influence. And so many times, I know my wife probably gets weary with it because I'll hear about something that happened in our world and I'll say, that's demonic. That is demonic. That's of the devil. That's Satan's power, Satan's forces. All this perversion that's going on in our world today, that is demonic. This spirit of transgenderism, that is demonic. That's devilish. They're under the influence of demon forces. All of this hatred, all this violence and destruction in our world today, that is demonic, satanic. That's the spirit of the age. And by the way, what's been going on for years now in the murdering of babies in the womb, that is demonic. That's devilish, and that's the spirit of the age that we're living in today. These are all big situations, big problems. That's why we're bringing them to the Lord. Our country right now is really facing some very serious circumstances. Much of it is driven by demonic forces in the world today. And there is no solution except the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, calling on God, seeking the Lord, praying with our whole heart, and believing God to turn things around. Great faith can change the circumstances of our world that we're living in right now. Amen. Great faith causes people to bring their big problems to God. Amen. Glory to God. And then notice that this woman is really persistent, because it says this woman comes to Jesus and says, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David." She recognized that she was not really a part of the family. She didn't really have any rights or privileges here. "You're a son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." But he answered her not a word. Now, it seems rude, I know, but really, you'll see the same type of response in the scripture and other places. And what this really illustrates is just how determined and how persistent that this woman was going to be. You see, great faith never gives up. Great faith never stops. Amen. You don't pray and after a certain span of time decide, "Well, I'm just going to have to accept this." Great faith never gives up. Great faith continues to be persistent in prayer. Remember the account in Luke chapter 18. It says that there was a widow in this particular city, and she came to a man who was an unjust judge and said, "Avenge me of my adversary." And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, "Though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because of this widow troubling me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." And the Lord said, "Hear what the unjust judge saith." In this account here in Matthew 15, the Bible says that Jesus answered her not a word. He didn't respond. As a matter of fact, his disciples came and complained to him, "She's bothering us. Send her away. She just keeps coming and keeps coming." Like the woman that came to the unjust judge, and by her continual coming, by her persistence, by her importunity, she kept coming and kept coming, and finally she received her answer. You see, the example of great faith here is a faith that refuses to give up. Amen. "I will not give up. I will not lose heart. I am persistent in asking God." It's that person that will receive their answer. The person that refuses to give up. You may have prayed for your family, your loved ones, for many years, years and years. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Your prayers have been heard. God will move. God will answer prayer. You may have prayed about some physical need that you have, or some of your loved ones have, and it's been a long, long time. Do not give up. Be persistent in prayer. Great faith does not stop. Amen. You just keep on keeping on. Praise God. Now notice what this woman says. It says that he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away. She's bugging us. She's driving us crazy. Send her away, for she crieth after her." And then Jesus said, answered and said, "I am not sent but unto to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." See, that was the plan of God, that Jesus come and the gospel would first be given to the Jews. And then, you know, over in the book of Acts, about chapter 10, in Cornelius's house, that then the gospel is going to be introduced to the Gentiles and to whosoever will. That was kind of the program of God. That was the plan of God, to the Jews first and then to the Gentiles. So this woman, she didn't know anything about protocol. She didn't know anything about that she was out of order or out of step with what the plan was. All she knew was she had a really big problem, a great need, and she knew that Jesus was the answer. And so she just came to Jesus and just believed, "Well, if there is a rule, then I'm going to be an exception to the rule. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep coming, and I'm going to believe God." Do you understand? And when you come to the Lord in faith, and in confidence, believing His word, that God sees your faith. God sees your faith as He did in this situation with this woman who was out of step as far as God's program was concerned. But she just came with her need persistently and would not give up. That was great faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It says, then she came, verse 25, and worshiped Him, saying, Lord, help me. Now, that's the kind of prayer that's just as simple as you can get, but it's a powerful prayer. It's a powerful prayer. The prayer that may not, sometimes we think our prayers really need to be well-versed, you know, say the right words, but sometimes it's this little simple prayer, like this woman prayed to Jesus, Lord, help me. She humbled herself. She was in desperation, and the Lord saw that. And the thing that He could not resist, it didn't matter if everything was out of order, and it was, you know, she wasn't a Jew, it didn't matter, because she said, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Great faith touches the heart of God. Great faith goes beyond all the barriers and touches the heart of God because of its persistence and its humility and desperation. She prayed a prayer that touched the heart of God. Hallelujah. Great faith. Great faith in the heart of this woman. Praise the Lord. And I want you to know today that you may feel like, well, my faith is not really all that strong. But you know, faith is kind of like a muscle that you have to exercise it. You have to use it. You have to develop it if you're going to be able to make any use of it at all. And so in our walk with the Lord, when you have big needs, overwhelming situations, and you don't know what to do, sometimes we're tempted to try to figure out a way to resolve it ourselves, to see if maybe we might be able to come up with a solution. But God is honored whenever you bring your big needs to Him. Amen. God honors faith, and faith honors God. When you have faith, it honors God that you have brought your needs to the Lord and you've expressed your need of help from the Lord. This woman brought her big problems to the Lord. This woman would not give up. She was persistent in her prayers. This woman did not know anything about the protocol or any of this. All she knew was she was in need and Jesus was the answer. And she cried out, Lord, help me. And that touched the heart of God. Praise the Lord. That was great faith. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to develop great faith in our walk with the Lord. Amen. The same account in Mark's Gospel, chapter 7, in verse 29 and 30, it says, and He said unto her, speaking to this Canaanite woman, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone and her daughter laid upon the bed. Praise God. Amen. For her statement of faith, for her confidence in God, her determination to call upon the Lord said, I'm going to move. I'm going to move for you. I'm going to deliver her. I'm going to minister to this need. And from that moment on, that young child was healed. And this woman was a woman of faith who spoke words of faith. Amen. Glory to God. And that's the kind of person that I want to be. I want to be believing of what God is saying, and I want to speak those words. Words are powerful. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. And I just encourage you to speak words of hope. Speak words of truth. Speak the word of the Lord and give a word of faith to those that you come in contact with, because this world is filled with hopelessness. There is such a spiritual need, a spiritual vacuum in our world today. There needs to be some people who know God, who walk with God, who know the promises of God, and are able to call upon the Lord. Amen. Let's stand together. Would you stand with me this morning? You may not know what else to do, but you know how to say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I've prayed that prayer many a time. You know, sometimes if you're physically sick, you hardly know what to say. You don't have much ability to even pray for yourself. But I've spent a few nights in the middle of the night, very, very sick. And I could only say, Lord, I really need your help. Lord, help me. Lord, come to my rescue. Lord, help me. Have you prayed that prayer before? It's a powerful prayer. It's a prayer of faith. Jesus said this woman had great faith. He was amazed at her great faith. It was simple, but she came to the Lord and said, Lord, help me. Praise God. Some of you here today, I don't know what your needs are, spiritual needs, maybe other circumstances, physical needs, needs in your family. Lord knows all about that. But I want to ask you to pray that prayer today. Doesn't have to be a lot of words, but it'll touch the heart of God if you really mean it. If you're sincere, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. And He will. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just want to invite anyone here in this building today, you really are in need, and you just need the church to pray for you, pray with you. You want to step out, bring your need to the Lord right here to the front of this building today. Whatever it is that you're up against, you can demonstrate great faith today by stepping out and just believing God and bringing your need to the Lord. Anybody, you just need help from the Lord today. Maybe you're not a Christian. Maybe you've turned away from the Lord. You need to get back to God. Maybe you need healing in your body. You need the Lord to help you. Or maybe you're like this woman. You have a loved one that's really, really in need. You want to bring that need to Jesus today. I will invite you to come. Anyone? Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. I want to welcome everyone to find an altar, make an altar here in the front, at your seat, wherever.